All right, Anthony, I'll catch you later. And as someone who's been driving with a tinted windshield since 2020, I strongly disagree with that unless people are putting way too dark of tint on the windshield. I drive at night or twilight all the time, so I have zero issues seeing out my windshield with 35% tint on it. So either they've got way too dark of tint, like they did 20% or darker and matched the size or did limo, which is just dumb, because I agree, because then you can't see, or they have really crappy headlights. But I've got hundreds of thousands of miles behind a tinted windshield, and never once have I been like, oh God, I can't see. Another part that plays into that is the quality of tint that you get. So if you're just buying the cheap crap, or you got some hack and whack doing the tint, it's going to be cloudy, it's going to look bad, it's going to be blurry, it's going to be distorted, and that makes it hard to see too. I have ceramic coat on this truck, and, or it's not ceramic coat, ceramic tint on this truck, and it's just as clear without it, just a shade darker. So in Michigan, the way I understand it, nothing on the front windows, nothing on the windshield. I think you can have a brow that doesn't obstruct your, but that's it.
Good morning. 0700 hours.
So then I guess that begs the question, if you've got 35% on your windshield and front windows, how do you get away with it? Or you just been lucky? So you can comment on that when it comes around. This is W8FQ. So it was with Anthony jumping out, I guess Donald, right?